Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the fan 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Sound back on the fan. It is 12:02. Hit me with the crowd. Top story of the day. Top story of the day for me is, and the timing's not ideal as Garrett Cole comes back tonight, but Garrett Cole needs to do what was not done last night to retaliate and stand up for not just Aaron Judge, but also Gleyber Torres and reestablish a little control in this blossoming rivalry between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. You only get so many chances to establish some sort of leverage over your opponent. You just do. That's the way it goes. And right now, the Orioles, who were a whole hell of a lot better than the Yankees were a year ago, for a lot of reasons, we understand that, injuries, and Yankees have obviously made some additions here. It's different this year, but Orioles were the team to beat last year. They've got confidence the Yankees don't. They've got the same group back from last year. Yankees have new players. So the Yankees, while on the field and in the dugout and all that stuff, the chemistry looks phenomenal. The celebrations, the obvious connectivity between the team, it's fantastic. And is going to be this team or them going to the World Series. Nobody else is good enough to get to the World Series outside of the Yanks or the O's. So the Yankees tonight, with Garrett Cole, they need to throw something up and in responsibly and let them know, hey, you guys can continue to pitch freely if you want in on our guys. We're doing the same. And when you do that, I guarantee Baltimore is going to start operating a little differently.
Yeah, I just don't think tonight's the night. Last night was the night. And Cortez did throw inside a little bit. I mean, I know not to your liking, and maybe it didn't send enough of a message. I'm not doing it today when I'm trying to, A, win a series against this team that won the division last year. As you mentioned earlier, we talked about it, 19 games better than the Yankees. That also, B, beat the Yankees 3 out of 4 this year. That is the only competition. I'm trying to beat them in a series first. And secondary, I want to have Garrett Cole go out there and make his season debut without any major issues. If you start to retaliate or you send a message, you don't know where that could take you. Maybe the Orioles take offense to that. Then they start a fight. Maybe Cole gets ejected. All this nonsense that you just don't need to have happen today. You play the Orioles after today 7 more times. Tomorrow and then 2 more 3-game series. There's plenty of time to send a message to them directly. This is not a league-wide thing like it was with Alonso, where with the Mets, it was just he was getting hit by everybody. It wasn't a specific team. This is one team. If you want to retaliate against them at some point, you feel that you have to, you can do it. Now, tonight specifically, is not the time for me.
But to me, the quicker the response, the more effective the response.
Meaning they should have done it last night.
Yes. And since they didn't, now you got to do it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you could also let it go and make them think that, you know, all right, these Yankees aren't going to respond. And then, boom, you know, you get them with the response when you face them in July or whenever it may be, the next time you play them. I'm normally with you. I'm all for retaliating and not taking any crap. And I think the Yankees aren't going to be pushed around or bullied by anybody, starting with Aaron Boone. He's not going to tolerate it. If he feels like his team's getting punked, he's not going to tolerate it. Neither is Aaron Judge, who's the captain. Neither is Garrett Cole. I don't think Verdugo has that in him. I don't think the Yankees are going to get punked by anybody. But I just don't think tonight is the night to do it with all those factors that I mentioned. Specifically, even more, just Garrett Cole making a season debut.
All right, let's get back to you guys here. It's BT and Sal. Brandon, it's here. The Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019 inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jay Stony Brook. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love this topic. I'm a Mets fan, but I'm thinking of this as almost like the Yankees-Red Sox back in the day where that rivalry was just going bananas. This is like the start of it, and to Sal's point, you don't have to come back. Like, if he hits him in the back, you know what? Got hit in the back. It's not going to be over. This is going to be going down the line. I think the Yankees have the opportunity to walk in with some swagger, They're a top team. Go in there. You know, Cole pitches the way that he wants to pitch. And then if anything evolves from that, then they, boom, you have to retaliate. They didn't do it last night. So I think just everyone's
yeah, but hold on a second, Jay. I got a question. Jay, hold on. I got a question. You say let Cole do his thing. If anything evolves from that, boom, then you retaliate. You mean what, if the Orioles do something again?
If Cole's pitching the way that he's pitching
and
he's going inside and then the Orioles come back to Sal's point, of course you got to do something right then and there. They didn't do that last night. But I'm thinking this almost like I played college ball, which is nothing compared to this. But everybody that played any baseball, you have that rivalry. Yeah. And it's almost like you're going into these things, like the games, knowing that, hey, if something pops off, boom, we're going to do it. If we do something to them, they're going to come back at us. That's what I think is growing right now. So to say that if Cole throws a pitch and hits somebody, it's going to be, oh, we sent the message. I think these guys are major leaguers. Like, this is not a one and done. You guys are going to be battling for the next years to come. So I think this is an opportunity of something that's going to be great, like the Red Sox.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about years, Jay. I'm worried about the Yankees being on every level, thanks for the call, good stuff, capable of winning a World Series. And I think that their development as a unit, it takes a step forward tonight in terms of unification if they actually do something about
this.
Okay,
but then let me ask you, do you think the Orioles were purposely trying to hit Aaron Judge last night?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right. I don't, but it doesn't matter.
But
you still hit him.
But you think it comes from... What?
They think they can do whatever they want, and that's how they want to get them out.
Throw inside,
so, back them off the plate, then go outside and soft away.
So that means that it should happen again tonight. Not getting hit on the hand necessarily, but coming inside.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't the better way then to retaliate is if you do come inside, let whoever the batter is go out there and take care of business?
Yeah, I mean,
The Yankees let him to a certain extent get away with it. Let them a little bit, because Cortez did throw a little bit in, whatever. Let him get away with it. If they come inside again, maybe the better retaliation method would be Boone telling his guys, look, you know, they got the better of us last night a little bit, you know, hitting two of our guys on the hand. Luckily, we came away unscathed, no big deal, and we won the game.
Mm-hmm.
If they make it a pattern, and it seems that they do, and they come too close for comfort or hit you, like, you know, Stanton gave that look to your point, BT.
Yeah, Gleyber Torres had I didn't even say this in the first hour. Gleyber had a really hard tag on a play at second, which I liked.
Me too.
On the pickoff throw. Noticeable. That was a really aggressive tag.
I also saw him make an aggressive play defensively. Gleyber looked like...
He was pretty locked in last night.
He looked like he was awoken last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it was after getting hit or what, but he looked at least like his head was in the game for a change, playing with some passion, which was nice to see. But if you get hit or you feel like they're coming in on purpose and you don't like it, do something about it.
See,
I feel better about that than having it on hold.
I don't. You know why? Because number one, I think that more bad things in terms of injuries and suspensions could evolve from that. Charging the mound. I also think from a baseball perspective, I think you'd gain more. It would be more beneficial to let their hitters know that, hey, you could dig in. Just don't get too comfortable.
But wouldn't that be a philosophy then you'd have with everybody?
I would, but it seems that the Orioles embrace that philosophy a little bit more, and the Yankees need to take that. Well, it is. That's why you need to take it away from them.
But then that's why it's not just about the Orioles. It would then be a philosophy that you want the Yankees to have. Hey, pitch inside, make guys uncomfortable, specifically with this team because they do it, but it's working for them.
Yeah.
Then why not do it? So it's less about retaliation and more about a philosophy.
I think it's both, actually, because I think anytime your star player gets absolutely punked like that, you've got to do something about it, like Charles Oakley with Jordan. I mean, it's just the way it goes. I mentioned Gretzky, and you know, if a goon would do something back in the day, you don't think somebody had his back. They definitely did. It's been going on forever in hockey. I think, you know, I mentioned the Jalen Brunson situation where I know the Sixers series was very physical, but I used the Pacers. Like, if the Pacers kept dropping him, like Dale Davis and Antonio Davis used to drop, you know, the Knicks back in the day, you don't think somebody's going to do a little something about it? I think that they would have, because DiVincenzo had a couple of near scraps. I'm not saying fight, please, guys. But what I am saying is, if you allow the Orioles to operate so freely, you are allowing them to have an advantage over you. And it's not just about, Sal, all right, the OPS and the batting order and the bullpen, high leverage situations, and this is the rotation, 1, 2, and 3, games 1, 2. It's also about when we step on the field, which team feels a slightly more in control. And right now, I think, even though the Yankees won last night, I think the Orioles do, based on what they did a year ago, based on what they did 3 out of 4 back in April in Camden Yards. So the onus is on the Yankees to change that. I think one of the ways you change that certainly is to win, but also to, you know, exert a little bit of physical leverage when you can, when it presents itself. And right now, it's presenting itself right in your face. They just drilled your best pitcher, your best player. And oh, yeah, by the way, they also drilled, I know Gleyber Torres is hitting 230, but he's one of your players. They drilled him, too. Let me get Hirsch in Valley Stream. Hirsch, what's happening?
Guys, I got a bone to pick with both of you, okay? First, we're going for Sal. Sal, you're saying not tonight. Well, when? It's got to be tonight. It 100%. You want to look like the New York Mets and not do anything and roll over and be cowards? No, you have to go tonight. You have to throw at them tonight, make a statement. Because the truth is, Judge's hand could have just as well been broken as not been broken. And that would have been a freaking disaster for this team.
Right, what statement are you trying to make, though? Aren't you trying to win the game? Don't you want to see Garrett Cole come back?
No, I'm not saying Garrett Cole has to go out
there. By the way, you referenced the Mets. What does the hottest team in baseball have to do with this?
No. I'm talking about in the history of the Mets.
But what do they have to do with it? You referenced the Mets. I thought you were talking about the hottest team in baseball. But what do they have to do with it?
Sal, don't be so sensitive about the Mets, okay? Relax.
You brought them up. Let me ask you something, Hirsch.
I'm talking about the
Mets. Hirsch, you brought up the Mets, right? I didn't bring them up.
That's not my main point, though.
You brought them up.
They have to throw today. They have to throw them today.
Yeah.
Okay, relax. They have to throw them today, number one. Number two, Cole's going to be out by the fifth inning, fourth inning, whatever it is. Let him go ahead and throw a pitch at that point. And to go on BT's point, please, and I know you don't necessarily mean this, BT, but you have to stop saying up and in. Please, it's irresponsible. There are kids listening who potentially can think of something like that. Stop saying up and in. You want to throw inside, you want to throw the guy's butt, you want to throw at his back, but up and in is not a smart message to send. Okay,
but it's so, I understand
what
that,
are
Hirsch.
You talking
but it's,
about,
but it's
Hirsch?
A baseball message, Hirsch. I mean, I'm not sitting here in the middle of Disney, you know, wearing a Pluto outfit saying, welcome to Disney World. This is baseball. It's grown men, dude. I mean, jeez.
Where did the Orioles pitch the Yankees? Up and in!
Yeah. Now, I know what he means. Like, up and in is just my way of saying.
You didn't say drill him in the head.
No, I've always differentiated. I've always said below the neck. It must be below the neck. Now, you know,
up and in is up and in. Yeah, chin music.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Somebody's not going to be really scared if you throw one inside at his ankles.
Or hit him in the butt. What's the point of that? Sean Estes did that. To your point, Hirsch, about the Mets. Do you want to look like the Mets and hit somebody in the rear end 3 years later for retaliation? It doesn't work like that. Up and in. Chin music. That's the sport. Nobody's saying hurt somebody on purpose. They do wear helmets. You're not trying to hit a guy in the head or hit him in the face, God forbid. No, you don't want that. They went up and in on Aaron Judge. That's where the pitch was. Up and in on Gleyber Torres. That's where you go. Up and in. God. You hit him in the butt or hit him in the legs. What does that send? The pitching up and in is what's effective.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's effective now, but it's also, I think this is the whole point, residually effective. Because now that they know, all right, well, these guys are going to push back a little bit here. And even if it's just, you know, barely quantifiable in terms of how less confidently or deeply, I should say, one of those Orioles digs into the batter's box later in the game, later in the series, later in the season, in October, that could be advantage Yankees. And all these little things add up. I just think it's, I think it's a checkpoint for the 2024 Yankees. I think they are a couple of bridges and a couple of tolls that you need to cross to get to the World Series and be crowned champions. And, you know, they left the home. They're past the side streets. They're on one of the parkways, whether it's Meadowbrook, whether it's 280, whether it's the Belt. I mean, traffic everywhere. But they're on one of those parkways, and now they're approaching a toll. Got to pay a toll. Not a big toll, but you have to pay a toll, all right? And the tolls that you pay, really, it's a requirement to be the team that every Yankee fan expects them to be and certainly aspires them to become champions. And it's just, it's inherently in champions to take control of situations like this. Not like thugs, not in a dangerous cavalier way, in a baseball way.
Right.
You police this the way you need to police your best play. I need to say this again. Don't react to the result. The imaging was favorable. We could be sitting here today at 12:15 on a Wednesday lamenting the fact that Aaron Judge is out for 2 months like Mookie Betts. He's not. Now do something about it.
The biggest issue that I have, even after watching the replay over and over again, is that the Yankee players who I heard from last night, Verdugo and Soto specifically, said that it wasn't on purpose. Do I think the Orioles went to hit Judge and hurt his hand on purpose? No. But that pitch was up and in. Up and in.
Yep.
On purpose to keep Judge from being comfortable in the box,
yeah,
stepping in a one.
Which, by the way, is the only way you can get him out. I got no problem with that. But when you hit him now, you hit him.
But the Yankees, and I do think that they're, like, I know Boone is going to have an issue with it, and I know Judge had an issue with it. I was surprised to hear Soto and Verdugo, and maybe they were just saying that because they didn't want to cause any problems, but that was a purpose pitch. Not to hurt or injure.
Yep.
There's a difference. Clemens purposely tried to knock Mike Piazza out,
mm-hmm,
and he did. He didn't go up and in, he hit him in the head. This was a purpose pitch to go up and in on Judge to let him know, don't be so comfortable. You could say, we do think he purposely went in on him. Not like, oh, when you do go up and in, you run the risk of hitting somebody in the hands.
That's true.
Or potentially worse.
Yeah.
The Orioles didn't give a crap.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't think it was up and in, look at it again. When the ball literally makes contact with his pinky near the knob, his hand is right at the NY. Literally at the NY. So think about how high that is. He's 6'8". That's high.
And watch it again. We've watched it 100 times here. It's on replay. SNY is showing it. We're watching the Yankee actual replay before on YES. If you watch it in comparison to where the catcher is and where normal pitches are thrown,
yeah,
it's clearly up and in purpose.
There's no question about that. Let me get Brian Islip, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Brian? How are you?
Hey, love your guys' opinion on this. The Yankees are never going to retest. You mentioned Roger Clemens. He was one that could do that. Graham Lloyd was one that could do that. But nobody on this team, it took Don Zimmer to stand up to Pedro, you know, when he used to do that stuff. There's nobody. They're never going to do it. I love where you're at, and they should do it, and I completely agree with you, but this is the wrong franchise. You come to this team to get paid, to win a championship, to be clean cut, to be nice.
Hold on, Brian.
Was the last guy that he knocked down Bautista, and he was on the Rangers. He came to the Yankees.
That was crazy.
He became Mother Teresa,
Brian.
They're not going to do it.
You are leaving somebody out, and that somebody, if he was on this Yankee team and he was on the mound last night or tonight, would have taken care of business immediately. CeCe. So you mentioned Clemens and Graham Lloyd coming in from the bullpen with the Armando Benitez Tino situation back in 98, I believe that was. No. If CeCe Sabathia is toeing the rubber tonight, somebody's getting drilled.
I think Cole's going to do it.
I know, I do too.
Yes,
or at least a purpose pitch to let them know you can't do it so cavalierly anymore.
Right,
you just can't.
There's a couple of different conversations. Should they do it, and then will they do it?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't look at the Yankees as being soft like I used to at certain times.
They looked pretty soft last night. What? They didn't do anything about it.
My biggest issue last night, Cortez did throw up and in.
That was like a half-ass up and in.
Fine. But my biggest issue with them is that they seem so comfortable to just say, we don't think they were really trying to hit Judge on purpose. That was my issue. Because you should have a problem with the way that they pitched to Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Not threw at him with the intent to injure, because I don't think that they did, but the way that they pitched to him clearly should not be acceptable to everybody in that clubhouse. So that's my only issue, but I think the Yankees are going to retaliate. And if it's not tonight, it is going to be at some point. They will not let this go. They're going to beat the Orioles on the field, and they will retaliate. I really believe Boone, Judge, and even Cole, if it weren't his first start of the year, I'd say definitively they are going to retaliate.
Yep.
I don't know because of that. So maybe they're like, hey, we'll get back at them. We got plenty of more times. Let's not do it tonight and do something stupid right away.
I'm doing it at 7:07. That's what I'm doing it. I mean, think about this.
You think they will right out of the gate?
I don't know if he'll do it right out of the gate. I do believe at some point, I believe, not fully convicted in this, but within the first inning, there will be a pitch from Gerrit Cole that at least on the lowest level of gratification, that's not even really the word I'm looking for, but Yankee fans feeling as if, okay, something enough, that's good enough for now. I believe something of that caliber happens in the first inning.
Okay.
I do. 888-808-1019 BT.
Oh, boy. It scared the hell out of me.
It does. It's just jarring. He loves doing
it. Sorry.
What do we got?
There's a trade.
What sport?
Hockey.
Ugh, whatever.
Rangers?
No. Ugh. But a local team.
Okay. Devils get a goalie finally?
They did.
Well,
Jacob,
what?
Jacob I'm Markstrom. Actually right. Jacob Markstrom from the Flames.
Is he good?
No.
Is he good?
He's okay. He's mid.
Yeah, he's mid. But they only need mid with their offense.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that kind of is a big move, and wow. I just wanted to end the segment. So.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, but instead you belabored the segment. You tacked on 90 minutes, so you actually made us more late. Appreciate that, huh? Oh, the producer. 888-808-1019.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah. Love how BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
David Wells has pissed up perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz here on The Fan. We got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bombers take on Atlanta at the stadium coming up on Sunday, June 23rd. Right now, we'll do call the number 10-866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's. So good luck from us here at The Fan, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. Make sure you guys tune in and listen again tomorrow, same time right here. With your boys, BT and Sal. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Sal, before we get back to these calls, I saw a very interesting article here.
Yeah.
This might be of interest to you particularly.
What do we got?
It's from the Post.
Okay.
All right. WFAN host hates grimace.
Oh, God.
Getting credit for Mets rise.
Oh,
there is a full article. Sal Licata, as I read, may as well be the Hamburglar. With the way he's stealing credit from Grimace, Licata, WFAN's hot take extraordinaire.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't do hot takes. I give opinions.
I knew that would piss you off.
Yeah, hot take.
Spent the last 2 days discrediting the purple face, or as Licata called it, the fat purple ass.
Did say that. Accurate quote, at least.
Of the Mets now 7-game winning streak, blah, blah, blah. All right, the Mets are undefeated. Then they have a quote from the show. Then they have a picture of you, and it says, Sal Licata, quote, known hater of Grimace. oh, my God.
Like, underneath the picture?
Yeah, yeah, right underneath. And it's a huge picture of you, too.
I don't even hate Grimace. Grimace and the Mets together. That's what I hate.
Now there's another picture of you, I think it's you, with Grimace's face superimposed over your face in front of a WFAN microphone. Look at the size of this picture. It's massive, and it says Grimace taking his rightful spot on the WFAN airwaves. I mean, this is a long article. My God.
Let's see,
my name is in there. So I really care about. Let's see. Yet there's one. Hold on. This is funny. Everyone has seemingly embraced Grimace. Even I have. The lovable purple loaf, with even McDonald's leaning into his heroics on their X account. But yet, there's one man who does not believe in Grimace. One man who apparently is auditioning for the role of the Grinch 6 months in advance. Oh, you're not going to like this one. Dude, they're going in here, man. Licata, when he's not worshiping Steve Cohen. Wow.
I have worshipped King Cohen, but I've also been fair in recent
months. Recently happened, yes. Takes no joy in Grimace. Perhaps he had a poor experience with a Happy Meal as a child.
That is pretty funny.
This is the longest. You know, the Post always writes about WFN. That's a good question. Let me get to the authors.
I know Marchand's not there anymore.
No, it's not Marchand. Right. It is Matt E. Holt or Matt?
Matt E. Holt. He used to cover the Mets.
I don't know Matty.
I didn't know he was with the Post. He used to cover the Mets for somewhere else. I forget where.
Did you guys ever have a contentious relationship?
No.
This is slanted in a little. It's one thing to represent your anti-Grimace stance, right, but some of the digs, hot take extraordinaire. Yeah. You got a problem with him? You and Matty ever have an issue along the way here?
No,
the Steve Cohen jab?
I don't recall ever meeting him. It's possible I did, but if I did, it was never anything. I never had any issues with him.
This is such a long article.
my God.
And then on Tuesday.
So now it's not about Grimace anymore. Like, it should be about the Mets. It went from being about Grimace to now me talking about Grimace. Can't he write something up on the Mets?
No, it's actually more like Sal versus Grimace. It's almost like they're pitting you against each other. It's not like...
Oh, that's going to be a losing battle for the big fella.
He's going to go, well, eventually the Mets are going to lose, and eventually Sal's going to have his day of comeuppance here. Let's see. Of course you hate Grimace, doubled down on... And then Tuesday, Sal doubled down on the hate on Ronald McDonald's bestie. I mean, the way it's written, it's written very...
It's cartoonish.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah. Well, it fits the whole Grimace motif.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. People can't get enough of Grimace.
Last line. Yeah. It's Grimace time, whether Licata likes it or not.
Well, he's accurate with that.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, it's not going away. You're laughing. You're loving it. It's pissing me off every second of it.
You got to see the pictures in here. Oh, I can't wait to retweet this.
My friends
this
are texting
awesome.
Me, just embrace it. Just embrace
you
it.
Should.
Gelb's is tweeting me last night. Take that. That's Sal Licata.
Yeah, you should.
I'm not embracing it. Never! I will embrace the Mets 7-game win streak. I will embrace the Mets getting back in the wild card race. I will embrace Alonso. I will embrace Lindor, Nimmo, Alvarez, all of the above. I will never embrace that fat purple slob. Grim is taking credit from my Mets.
I got a question for you. We'll get back to these calls. Hoff, I think you had something to interject, I think, but hold on one sec. So, this started with the whole Yankees not retaliating with Judge, and that's what we've really spent most of the show on here. And you asked me, would I feel better if the Yankees lose the game tonight and do something about it, or do nothing and win? And I gave you the reason why, and based on the big picture, I almost prefer that they do something and win, but based on the options Sal gave me, I said, you know what, tonight, I'll take the loss in the standings, and I'll take the win in terms of having a little presence.
I think I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going. So it seems to me, Sal, that you are signing up for net losses and Grimace being flushed away rather than net wins and Grimace being omnipresent.
No. I want Grimace to go away, and I know the longer this streak continues, the more he will stay relevant. But I do get the feel, at least for me and the Grimace thing, the worst is now over. Like, it can't get more attention.
I totally disagree. I honestly think it's just starting.
For me?
McDonald's is now retweeting and quote tweeting the Mets and the Grimace. It's just starting.
But I mean, like, the direct impact on meaning my friends and people tweeting me. I think that is going to now go away.
Yeah.
It'll still be about Grimace. But
actually, I don't think so.
I feel like the worst of it.
You know why it's not?
When I brought this up on Monday, it was not that big of a deal.
It was very innocuous. Grimace, not a big deal here.
Like, it just was annoying me that he was getting this play. And now, obviously, they've won more, and it's become this huge freaking thing. I really don't think it's going to get any bigger. And I'll further it. I'm rooting for the Mets to win. I want this streak to continue. I want it to continue to when they get over 500, and then I want it to continue through the Yankee series. Now, beyond that, I'm not going to say anything. Like, if Grimace is becoming a major thing,
It already is. What do you mean going to be?
Even more.
It's going to.
See, I do think we're at the point where even if they lose tonight,
he's still going to stick around.
Yeah.
As he should.
Right. Because it'll be like, and then let's say they take 2 of 3 from the Cubs, like we said I want them to do, go 4-2
he's
over
right
the
back 16. On the horse. Yeah. Grimace in good shape.
Instead of it being 7-0, it'll be 9-2 or
correct.
Whatever it
9-1.
May be. 9-1.
No, 9-2 at that point. Yeah. If what you just said described happens. So I think, I really mean this. Like, you think, you know, remember when the Black Cat ran with the Cubs?
69.
You got to believe. Like, this is becoming a rally cry. Who let the dogs out? Like, this is now woven into your season, buddy.
If
the
I hate it.
Well, you might hate it, but you have to learn to accept it on some level. Because the Mets are doing something that nobody thought they would. Especially, maybe going into the year, some people thought, 84. Like, Jerry thought they might be okay. I think he bet some money on them to win 83 games, whatever. So not everybody was as down on the Mets as I was, like 75, 76 wins. But, you know, once the season, 0-5, and then they just looked horrendous. I mean, you just had to be a 9-year-old if you just thought, like, with no real perspective of the world, if you thought, and that's okay, it's not at nine, that you thought the Mets would be good. They looked wretched. They looked like a 60. They looked like the 62 Mets. So the fact that you got a season, I'm sincerely stunned that this Grimace stuff is bothering you.
Well, I'm into the season. I'm excited about the wild card standings. I'm excited about the way the team's been playing. To me, I'm trying to protect the Mets here. They're too foolish to even understand what's going on. And now I get the money aspect of it, the impressions on social media and all that stuff that's great for, you know, Grimace's company, and it's great for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care about that. I care about the Mets. So from my perspective is, I'm a diehard fan who's been giving it everything I've had since I've been 6, 7 years old, waiting for this team to be relevant again and go win a World Series, their first one since 1986. They go on a 7-game heater. They're playing terrific baseball, comeback win, and yet all I hear is people focusing on the Grimace effect. Like, that pisses me off. I don't understand how people can't get that. I'm protecting the Mets. It should be about the Mets and Alvarez. Talk about the Alvarez effect. Let me ask you something. Do you think more people know that the Mets are 18-1, I believe? I don't even know.
I saw that stat two nights ago with Alvarez behind the plate.
The Mets are 18-1 with Francisco Alvarez in the lineup. So you think more Mets fans or more people in general know that? Or do you think that they know that the Mets are 7-0 since Grimace?
Probably the latter.
Right.
But I think most people know about Grimace from the time they're 3 or 4 years old. I don't know if everybody gets into the weeds on some of these obscure stats. I did because I was watching the game and they had it up.
When was
Chiron the other night? I did see it. But
on social media, I mean, they could pump the Alvarez stuff too, but they don't. It's all
about
the perfect people.
It's going to be Happy Meal
Day.
It's going to be Happy Meal Day soon coming up.
I know. I get it.
It's coming.
When was the last time you thought about Grimace in your life prior to him throwing out the first pitch?
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
I forgot he existed. Like, it's not like Kermit the Frog, who could be a regular because you still watch The Muppets.
Grimace. What you're saying. Or, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, if you have little kids.
Hello Kitty, like, you could understand that.
I didn't really understand that giveaway too much, quite frankly. I thought that was, you know,
I get it, but at least, I feel like I've heard of it in recent memory. Grimace?
If you, listen, you gave out a Hello Kitty bobblehead a week ago. Grimace is coming.
I know.
The Grimace lawn gnome.
100%. It's coming. 100%.
This article's great. I'll retweet it. You guys got to see this.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to jump into this. The pictures are great. Oh, man.
Come on.
I think
what's
it's awesome.
What's the headline say again? Hates Grimace?
It said WFAN host. Hold on. My thing locked out. I got to put my passcode back in. So, and I'm telling you, Sal, it is the longest. I think it's the longest New York Post FAN article I've ever seen. WFAN host Sal Licata hates Grimace getting credit for Mets rise.
Oh my God.
You made it, buddy.
Yeah. My
You're the only one
proud,
in the world not enjoying this. Hey, that's my happy co-host, huh? Mets are winning. He ain't happy because they're not winning because Grimace is getting too much credit. It's absolutely nuts.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
All right, BT is now back on the Fan. So we're going to get back to these calls. And, you know, it's ironic here because I understand, like, one of the things that Sal has been so aware of and trying to change, and I don't blame him, you know, and we thought that Cohen would really go a long way in changing this, is, you know, like the little brother, the second class stat. Okay, I got you, right? Well, Grimace's company, you might actually get your wish, but in a very unconventional way. And let me explain it to you as you resist the Grimace, the Grimace energy, right? So I just went to his company's account. The avatar, keep in mind, they've got 4.7 million followers, is Grimace with a Mets hat, okay? And the header, you know, that big rectangle atop, is Grimace walking, holding a red, you know, child wagon with the Mets logo in it, wearing a Mets hat. This is one of the most famous companies in the world.
Right, and it's going to...
And they are propelling your team into a pretty meaningful space.
Right. All their followers and all the people who
love.
Yeah,
I mean, Grimace makes a comeback. What if there's a kid in Montana? Mommy, daddy, I like
and I want to become
a Grimace.
Fan.
I want to be a Mets fan.
Yeah, I think that probably is happening, sadly, to a certain extent.
What do you mean, sadly?
You know, like it shouldn't have to take this.
But it's going to.
You think Grimace is going to catapult the Mets into another stratosphere? Like, is Grimace going to do more for the Mets? And I think the answer might be yes. Is Grimace going to do more for the Mets than that Super Bowl commercial that Steve Cohen bought years ago?
Which, by the way, everybody was so excited about that. I'm like, please, what are we doing here?
But this type of viral...
This will absolutely trump anything the benefit from that commercial.
McDonald's
sure.
or the Mets could not come up with this.
Yes.
Like... Yeah, I know.
This marketability and this reach. I mean, it's... Dude, look at their Twitter account.
I saw it this morning. People send it to me.
Now they've got... Now Grimace is tweeting. And it's not on Grimace's account, which he also has. This is McDonald's account. Grimace is... And now he's signing balls. Grimace!
Oh, my God.
It's great. Oh, man.
What's sad is people are going to want that. People would want a Grimace ball. Right now, he's the hottest thing in the world.
Yep. Don't push back on it.
Any chance Grimace could get a third party on a ballot there or what?
Grimace for president? How about this now? Now, what we need to resolve, there's got to be some situation where...
I'm not embracing it.
You have to.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know how. Yeah, I've got to think about this, but... Something needs to happen. Like if they get to it, I think 10 wins is a nice, healthy number.
Well, what I say last, I said I want 4-2 over the next 6. They've already gone 2-0 in that.
Yeah, I mean, so you're pretty much set.
On in, sweep the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, if that happens, then I guess I embrace it. I got to see how I feel.
We can't force it. We got to think about it.
Well, now I'm feeling how I don't want to embrace it. I love the fact that the Mets are winning. Why isn't that good enough for anybody?
No,
Why do I have to like this guy? Or whatever he is. Why do I have to like Grimace? I'm not ripping the Mets. So I get ripped for ripping the Mets. I get ripped for saying the Mets are going to win the division when they don't. And now I'm getting ripped for trying to protect the Mets, and I'm ripping Grimace. I don't understand it.
I can't win.
I say they're good, and I believe in them. No, you jinxed it. I say they're no good. Oh, you said they stink. Now I'm trying to protect them when they're hot. I'm enjoying it. But everybody's got a problem with me because I don't like Grimace. I should rephrase that. It's not even that I don't like Grimace. I don't like Grimace being involved in the Mets business. Now, unfortunately, the Mets do. So
they do. So maybe it's, you know what, I think you just hit on something unknowingly here. I don't think it's that you have to like Grimace. You got to stop disparaging Grimace at the very least.
I could do that. I think I could do that.
Can we get some base parameters?
Well, I mean, if we are talking about mascots.
Call him a fat slob, a purple ass, whatever you call it. I mean, come on.
Am I wrong? I mean, if we are talking about mascots... How would you label Grimace exactly? Have you read some of his tweets? I mean, come on. It's not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed here.
It doesn't seem like Grimace spent much time at school.
Yeah.
When he's growing up.
I mean, me neither,
Grimace was on the streets a little bit. Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I respect that.
But he's found his way.
He has found his way. I mean, it wouldn't hurt him to get in a little better shape either.
That's true. But that's the key. We don't need you to love. We don't even need you to like him. Just stop. Stop making fun of the guy.
But
what's pissing people off about you with this.
I'm supposed to hate the Philly fanatic, right?
Yes.
I don't. He's got a great personality. Oh, I don't like the Phillies. I don't like fans of Philly teams necessarily, but the Philly fanatic's funny.
Okay.
He's got a great personality. He does funny things.
So he's been around for 50 years, so you're conditioned to.
I mean, Grimace has been around for a long time.
But not with the Mets.
But Mr. Met, great mascot. Yep. Terrific personality.
He's got to be a little jealous. Has to be.
I think so.
Has to be.
But like, what is Grimace? What is he? Does nothing.
Well, you could keep saying that. I'll tell you what he is. He's the inspiration, and he is the impetus to your renaissance.
Good God.
He's given you a season.
I said today, we'll talk about this. We've shortened our show meetings. Like usually now we just show up and kind of, yeah, let's just do this, which has been nice. But one thing I said today definitively.
No Grimace.
I said
from you. You're like, it sounds like I can't talk about Grimace today. Well, we wouldn't have if unless the New York Post, if they didn't write this whole expose basically on Sal.
I can't do it.
We wouldn't be.
No grimace.
You know what? Well, you know what's got to happen? Listen, you've got the relationship. You're at SNY. You and Grimace need to jointly throw out the first pitch.
Oh, God.
You and Grimace, or you catch it and Grimace throws it.
I don't even want that because then the Mets start losing and then it's just.
That is true. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Let's get back to the calls here. Obviously, the Yankee stuff tonight. The article about Sal, the Post, the Grimace, the Mets are hot. Mike's in Hackensack. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on is our Yankees, man. Hey, listen, BT. Mm-hmm. I read that the Orioles were not happy about the Soto play. So, in your opinion, do you think they retaliated by hitting Judge, number one? Number two, I think tonight we need Gerrit Cole to brush back Gunnar Henderson. And if by chance we hit him in the same spot, oh, well, it was just pitching up and in.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with the second. You know, I agree with the second one. Thanks for the call there, Mike. A little feedback. I think there's a way you have to do it responsibly. I would never say, be cavalier, get dangerous. No. These guys know where to throw the ball, what's acceptable, and they are the best in the world. I would think that they can keep it to a certain quadrant of, of the body. I have confidence that they can. All right, number one. The play with Soto, I can see how that might piss him off a little bit. Now, I don't think that was intentional at all. I think, if anything, Soto just kind of lost, sense of where he was, and that's on him.
The interference play?
Yeah, the play at third base.
I didn't see it.
Third base.
I heard it driving home.
It wasn't like... it wasn't there were violent collisions. Remember when Albert Bell took out Fernando Vina?
Yeah, well, that was on purpose.
Of course, not like that. Yeah. Soto tried to soften the blow. It was kind of like a knee to the thigh, and it hurt him, and he left the game. So, yeah, maybe there was a little residue from that there, but this is not the first time the Orioles have pitched inside. This is who they are, is what they do, and for me, it's up for the Yankees to put a stop to that.
Also,
or at least let them think twice about doing it.
Also, let's just try and use some common sense here. If that were a reason to upset the Orioles, don't you think they would just throw at Soto then? It's a specific player.
Yeah, true.
It's not retaliation. True. Soto did it specifically. If you send a message to him, you're not going to hit Aaron Judge or Gleyber Torres. You would go at Soto.
You would think so. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I don't think that's a factor.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. We got you another hour that it's Evan and Tiki coming up. Back to these Yankee calls. And yeah, those suddenly red-hot Mets jumped a couple of more teams in the standings. Here they come. BT and Sal on The Fan.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know... all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, my mom
would
be
the world not enjoying this. Hey, that's my happy co-host, huh? Mets are winning. He ain't happy because they're not winning because Grimace is getting too much credit. It's absolutely nuts.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
All right, BT is now back on The Fan. So we're going to get back to these calls. And, it's ironic here because I understand, one of the things that Sal has been so aware of and trying to change, and I don't blame him, and we thought that Cohen would really go a long way in changing this, is, the little brother, the second class stat. Okay, I got you, right? Well, Grimace's company, you might actually get your wish, but... in a very unconventional way. And let me explain it to you as you resist the Grimace,
right?
The Grimace energy, right? So I just went to his company's account. The avatar, keep in mind, they've got 4.7 million followers, is Grimace with a Mets hat, okay? And the header, that big rectangle atop, is Grimace
walking, holding a red, you know, child wagon with the Mets logo in it, wearing a Mets hat. This is one of the most famous companies in the world.
Right, and it's going to...
And they are propelling your team into a pretty meaningful space.
Right. All their followers and all the people who
love...
Yeah, I
mean, Grimace makes a comeback. What if there's a kid in Montana? Mommy, daddy, I like...
And I want to become
a Mets
Grimace. Fan.
I want to be a Mets fan.
Yeah, I think that probably is happening, sadly, to a certain extent.
What do you mean, sadly?
You know, like it shouldn't have to take this.
But it's going to.
You think Grimace is going to catapult the Mets into another stratosphere? Like, is Grimace going to do more for the Mets? And I think the answer might be yes. Is Grimace going to do more for the Mets than that Super Bowl commercial that Steve Cohen bought years ago?
Which, by the way, everybody was so excited about that. I'm like, please, what are we doing here?
But this type of viral...
This will absolutely trump anything the benefit from that commercial.
McDonald's or the Mets could not come up with this.
Yes.
Like... Yeah, I know.
This marketability and this reach. I mean, it's... Dude, look at their Twitter account.
The first three things I saw this morning. People send it to me.
Though. I mean, now they've got... Now Grimace is tweeting, and it's not on Grimace's account, which he also has. This is McDonald's account. Grimace is... And now he's signing balls. Grimace!
Oh, my God.
It's great. Oh, man.
You know what's sad is people are going to want that. People would want a Grimace ball. Right now, he's the hottest thing in the world.
Yep. Don't push back on it.
Any chance Grimace could get a third party on a ballot there or what?
Grimace for president? How about this now? Now, what we need to resolve, there's got to be some situation where...
I'm not embracing it.
You have to.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know how. Yeah, I've got to think about this, but... Something needs to happen. Like if they get to it, I think 10 wins is a nice, healthy number.
Well, what I say last, I said I want 4-2 over the next six. They've already gone 2-0 in that.
Yeah, I mean, so you're pretty much set.
On in, sweep the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, if that happens, then I guess I embrace it. I got to see how I feel.
We can't force it. We got to think about it.
Well, right now I'm feeling how I don't want to embrace it. I love the fact that the Mets are winning. Why isn't that good enough for anybody?
No,
why do
it
I
is.
Have to like this guy? Or whatever he is. Why do I have to like Grimace? I'm not ripping the Mets. So I get ripped for ripping the Mets. I get ripped for saying the Mets are going to win the division when they don't. And now I'm getting ripped for trying to protect the Mets, and I'm ripping Grimace. I don't understand it.
I can't win.
They're good and I believe in them. No, you jinxed it. I say they're no good. Oh, you said they stink. Now I'm trying to protect them when they're hot. I'm enjoying it. But everybody's got a problem with me because I don't like Grimace. I should rephrase that. It's not even that I don't like Grimace. I don't like Grimace being involved in the Mets business. Now, unfortunately, the Mets do. So
they do. So maybe it's, you know what, I think you just hit on something unknowingly here. I don't think it's that you have to like Grimace. You got to stop disparaging Grimace at the very least.
Okay, I could do that. I think I could do that.
Can we get some base parameters?
Well, I mean, if we are talking about mascots.
Call him a fat slob, a purple ass, whatever you call it. I mean, come on.
Am I wrong? I mean, if we are talking about mascots... How would you label Grimace exactly? Have you read some of his tweets? I mean, come on. It's not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed here. It
doesn't seem like Grimace spent much time at school.
Yeah.
When he's growing up.
I mean, me neither,
Grimace
but Grimace, come on.
On the streets a little bit. Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I respect that.
But he's found his way.
He has found his way. I mean, it wouldn't hurt him to get in a little better shape either.
That's true. But that's the key. We don't need you to love. We don't even need you to like him. Just stop. Stop making fun of the guy.
But if they're... Like,
that's what's pissing people off like about you with this.
I'm supposed to hate the Philly fanatic, right?
Yes.
I don't. He's got a great personality. Oh, I don't like the Phillies.
Oh,
I don't like fans of Philly teams necessarily, but the Philly fanatic's funny.
Okay.
He's got a great personality. He does funny things.
So he's been around for 50 years, so you're conditioned to...
I mean, Grimace has been around for a long time.
But not with the Mets.
Well. But Mr. Met, great mascot.
Yep.
Terrific personality.
He's got to be a little jealous. Has to be.
I think so.
Has to be.
But like, what is Grimace? What is he? Does nothing.
Well, you could keep saying that. I'll tell you what he is. He's the inspiration, and he is the impetus to your renaissance.
Good God.
He's given you a season.
I said today, we'll talk about this. We've shortened our show meetings. Like usually now we just show up and kind of, yeah, let's just do this, which has been nice. But one thing I said today definitively.
No Grimace.
I said
from you. You're like, it sounds like I can't talk about Grimace today. Well, we wouldn't have, but unless the New York Post, if they didn't write this whole expose basically on Sal.
I can't do it.
We wouldn't be.
No Grimace.
You know what? Well, you know what's got to happen? Listen, you've got the relationship. You're at SNY. You and Grimace need to jointly throw out the first pitch.
Oh, God.
You and Grimace, or you catch it and Grimace throws it.
I don't even want that because then the Mets start losing and then it's just.
That is true. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Let's get back to the calls here. Obviously, the Yankee stuff tonight. The article about Sal, the Post, the Grimace, the Mets are hot. Mike's in Hackensack. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on is our Yankees, man. Listen, BT, I read that the Orioles were not happy about the Soto play. So, in your opinion, do you think they retaliated by hitting Judge, number one? Number two, I think tonight we need Gerrit Cole to brush back Gunnar Henderson. And if by chance we hit him in the same spot, oh, well, it was just pitching up and in.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with the second one. Thanks for the call there, Mike. A little feedback. I think there's a way you have to do it responsibly. I would never say, be cavalier, get dangerous. No. These guys know where to throw the ball, what's acceptable, and they are the best in the world. I would think that they can keep it to a certain quadrant of the body. I have confidence that they can. All right, number one. The play with Soto, I can see how that might piss him off a little bit. Now, I don't think that was intentional at all. I think, if anything, Soto just kind of lost, sense of where he was, and that's on him.
The interference play?
Yeah, the play at third base.
I didn't see it. I heard it driving home.
It wasn't like it wasn't there. There were violent collisions. Like, remember when Albert Bell took out Fernando Vina?
Yeah, well, that was on purpose.
Of course, not like that. Yeah. Soto tried to soften the blow. It was kind of like a knee to the thigh, and it hurt him, and he left the game. So, yeah, maybe there was a little residue from that there, but this is not the first time the Orioles have pitched inside. This is who they are, is what they do, and for me, it's up for the Yankees to put a stop to that.
Also,
or at least let them think twice about doing it.
Also, let's just try and use some common sense here. If that were a reason to upset the Orioles, don't you think they would just throw at Soto then? Like, it's a specific player.
Yeah, true.
It's not retaliation. True. Soto did it specifically. If you send a message to him, you're not going to hit Aaron Judge or Gleyber Torres. You would go at Soto.
You would think so. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I don't think that's a factor.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. We got you another hour that it's Evan and Tiki coming up. Back to these Yankee calls. And those suddenly red-hot Mets jumped a couple of more teams in the standings. Here they come. BT and Sal on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.